This goes to PACE, P-A-C-E, all capitals, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Nyla, N like November, I-L-A, Nickerson, N like November, I-C-K-E-R-S-O, N like November. Date of birth, 4/30/1947. Dear sirs at PACE, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Nickerson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, COPD, oxygen dependent, and persistent anemia of unknown etiology. The patient's last office visit was February 27th of this year. And then following that, she was hospitalized in Alma from April 15th through April 20th of 2024 with severe anemia, respiratory insufficiency, acute on chronic kidney disease. And she received at least 3 units of packed red blood cells. Her oxygen saturation dropped to 67%, and she required BiPAP device to control that. And now she's currently on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. She reports that she quit smoking after hospitalizations and has after this hospitalization and has not smoked since. She was discharged to the Masonic Pathways Nursing Home and stayed there through middle of May, and currently she's home with the assistance of PACE, and her daughter is present for this follow-up visit today. She currently reports that since Friday of this last week, May 31st, she started coughing. She's coughing up brown-colored phlegm. She's had hoarseness and nasal congestion also. She's also been seeing Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, for the anemia of unknown etiology. She's receiving some iron infusions, and hemoglobin has stabilized at 8.2 recently. She may be needing a bone marrow biopsy, the patient and daughter report. She does have cardiology follow-up, and she has a Watchman device and a permanent pacemaker. No current indication of the need of valvular surgery at this point, the patient and daughter report. She does have severe pain from knees down to feet, and while she was in Masonic Pathways, the edema resolved, but now that she's home and her legs are down more now, she has more edema of the lower extremities. And since she was last seen here, her Lasix was changed to Torsamide, 20 milligram, 2 tablets once a day. And she continues on spironolactone, 25 milligram daily. She's on a very low dose allopurinol, 50 milligram every other day. Also, albuterol nebulizers. Bisoprolol is 5 milligram once daily. Magnesium, 400 milligram twice a day. For pain, methadone, 5 milligram daily. She's on a nicotine patch, the 21 milligram for 24 hours. Also, Trelegy Ellipta, 100/62.5/25. One inhalation once daily. She is very tired still, short of breath with exertion. She's in a wheelchair, and her oxygen is on 2 liters per nasal cannula. Physical exam, weight, 150 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Pulse is 675. Oxygen saturation is 98% on 2 liters of nasal cannula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have scattered I and E wheezes and inspiratory ronchi bilaterally. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. She is wearing compression stockings, but her legs are firm with edema from feet up to knees bilaterally. And most recent lab studies were done May 23rd of 2024. Creatinine is 1.50. This slightly improved. The previous level was 1.53. Estimated GFR is 36. Uric acid is elevated, 11.3. Calcium, 9.6. Sodium, 141. Potassium, 3.6. Carbon dioxide, 31. Albumin, 3.1. Liver enzymes are normal. Iron, 74. Iron saturation is 31. Ferritin, 524. Hemoglobin, 8.2. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3B chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2. Anemia, iron deficiency, and unknown etiology of chronic anemia. That's being managed by Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D. 3. Congestive heart failure with controlled symptoms. Edema of the lower extremities is present. We are going to continue a 56-ounce per 24-hour fluid restriction. She will follow a low-sodium diet. And 4 is COPD, oxygen-dependent. She'll stay off cigarette use. She probably has early pneumonia, so we are going to start her on doxycycline, 100 milligrams twice a day for 10 days, and PACE will obtain this medication for her. She's on really a too low dose of preventative allopurinol for elevated uric acid levels, so we will increase the allopurinol to 100 milligrams once daily. All other medications will be continued. We want monthly lab studies done, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.